Hello?
Hello, my name is Al, and I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions.
I don't have time today. Sorry about that.
We would love to hear your opinion. Your opinion is very important for us.
Yeah. How quick is it?
It's about 10 minutes.
Whoa. over what? What topic is politics, or is it for politics or what?
Yeah, it actually includes a lot of information. Politics is one of them. It's about problems facing our nation, state, and local communities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do it.
All right, perfect. Am I speaking with Ruben Santana?
What was that?
Am I speaking with Ruben Santana?
Yeah, Ruben Santana.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, in which state are you registered to vote?
California.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What year were you born?
57.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Uncertain? Okay.
No, I am certain that I'm going to vote.
You are. Okay, perfect. If you had to pick, what will you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Our democracy is at stake.
Democracy of the state, you said?
Yes. Our democracy is in danger, so I need to vote.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat Biden.
Thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. Zero means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Thank you. And how about Joe Biden? How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Steve Garvey or Democrat Adam Schiff?
Adam Schiff.
Thank you so much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden.
And do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you so much. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. First one, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Strongly agree. All right. Now, Next one says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. And next one says, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And next one says, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. Now, first one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, next one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Now, next one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Last one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. We're halfway. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. First one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
More likely. Okay, thank you so much. Next one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Thank you so much. Next one, a program that keeps families together. By ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived or worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Thank you so much. Next one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
How did you state the first one, the first choice?
Much more likely?
Yeah, that one, much more likely.
Thank you very much. Next one, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much again. Next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Next one says, and the last one from this block, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. First one, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you so much. Next one says, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigrants or immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very little concerned. I mean, or not concerned or something.
Yeah, we have very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you so much. Next one says, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. First one says, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump, on the other hand, says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes close to your own view?
Biden
approach comes much closer or somewhat closer to your view?
Much closer.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, we'd be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Which candidate I would vote for?
Yeah.
Biden.
Thank you so much. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your relationship to them? Are they your family member, acquaintance, friend, or coworker?
Acquaintance.
Thank you so much. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read you a list and let me know which ones do you use. First one, YouTube, Fox News, Instagram, MSNBC or CNN, Univision, Telemundo, Facebook, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp or Spanish language radio programs, or TikTok.
Okay. YouTube, CNN, MSNBC, occasionally Fox.
Okay. Thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Puerto Rico.
Thank you so much. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Island of Puerto Rico.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish?
Spanish and English equally.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Not moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I finished my bachelor's, so that's 16 years, I guess.
Bachelor, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Now, what is your religion, if any?
Christian.
Would that be Catholic or evangelical?
Evangelical.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ruben.
Thank you. Thank you for your time as well. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yes, I'm interested.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye.